not knowing Gita here. You know that verse, Yogakshema Vahamnyaham? Ananyas Chintayanto Mam. Don't have any other thought except for me, Krishna says. And then I will carry what you lack. Whatever you don't have, I will make sure you get it. So, and I'll preserve what you have. So, if we make the endeavor to control the mind, but we're not successful, at the end of our life, the mind is still uncontrolled, but we tried our whole life, Krishna will accept it that you did your best effort. And you go back home, back to Godhead, because you gave your life to Him. But he will give you the Dhammi Buddhi Yogam Tam. He will give you the intelligence by which you can understand the situation to improve, by which you can come to Him. See, how do we come to Krishna? By attentive chanting. Because Krishna is the holy name. If I hear the holy name, it goes into the heart, purifies the heart. Then Krishna becomes manifest. So He's already there. So this attentive chanting means that I come face to face with Krishna. So, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam. Just serve Krishna with as much love and devotion as you can. And He'll give you as much intelligence as you need so that you can come to Him. You just pray to Krishna, my dear Krishna, I'm having trouble. I fall asleep. But I want to chant your holy name offenselessly. I want to become a devotee. I want my mind to become a devotee. Please give me the intelligence. Please help me. I am dependent on you. If you speak to Krishna like that, He will reciprocate. If we don't speak to Krishna, then He will also be like we said earlier with Manigriva and Nalakuvara. I have nothing to do with them. If you have nothing to do with Him, then He will remain in the background. But as soon as we pray to Krishna, talk to Krishna, ask Krishna for help, He reciprocates. And He gives the help. And He's there. And He's your best friend. Krishna is speaking to you all the time, but we don't hear. Krishna is speaking to us, and we don't hear. Do you realize that? Have you ever thought about it? And that's why Krishna doesn't speak very often. Because if you speak to a person and they don't listen, then you don't speak anymore to them. You just go away. It's the same with Krishna. But if we train ourselves to hear Krishna when He speaks to us, He'll speak more. Oh, let me speak more. Krishna gives you advice. You follow that advice. Krishna will give more advice. Prabhupada, for example, he heard everything that Krishna said and he did everything that Krishna told him to do. That's called Paramatma realized. Paramatma is in everyone's heart. Paramatma is speaking to everybody, giving everybody advice, but nobody is listening. And then we can't hear. But if we train ourselves up to hear Krishna, to hear that voice, to hear that advice, and to follow it, then Krishna will speak more and more and more and more. But we have to take the first step, so we pray to Krishna. Please, Krishna, help me. Speak to me. I will listen. I will follow. I want to become your devotee. Just like when a man goes to a woman, you know, and I want to accept you as my wife. And he speaks sweet words and she sees that he's qualified and he's sincere. She accepts. But if nobody says anything, then how anything will happen? He stands there, she stands there, no one says anything. There's no relationship. So you have to have relationship with Krishna. You have to speak. It doesn't happen automatically, without talking, without thinking, with nothing. There's no relationship. So we have to speak to Krishna, we have to pray to Krishna, open our heart to Krishna, and listen to Krishna, follow Krishna when He speaks to us. That's relationship. And we do this with other people, why we can't do it with Krishna? You see, you understand the point? So maybe that'll help. You ask Krishna to help your mind become a Vaishnava. Because who knows better than Krishna how to do everything? So ours is the descending process. Prabhupada used to give this example. He was talking about mothers and babies. He says, the monkey carries the baby one way, and the cat carries the baby kitten in another way. Right? You know this? Then he would say, which is the best way? Have you heard this before? Radhanaswami told you this? Which is best, better way, cat way or monkey way? Cat way, why? I'll tell you why. Because cat, the mother, the strength is with the mother. The mother is carrying the kitten, so the strength is with the mother. Monkey way, the strength is with the baby monkey. Baby monkey is not as strong as mother. But baby has to hold on with baby strength. But with the cat way, you hold on with mother's strength. So, bhakti yoga, we hold on to Krishna's strength. And hatha yoga, ashtanga yoga, is their own strength. Theirs is the monkey way, ours is cat way. So it's a descending process. We ask Krishna to help. Krishna, come down into my heart and reveal to me how I can serve you better. Help me. Because Krishna says he'll do that. Dadami buddhi yogam tam. He says yoga kshema baham yaham. Ahang tvang sarva papebhyo moksha isyami. Krishna's saying all these things. Matta smritir jnanam. From me comes knowledge and remembrance. So take advantage. Krishna wants to be part of your life. Any other points? So just make the endeavor. That's the important thing. Remember the two fingers? The rope was short by two fingers. The first was the endeavor of the devotee. Not that the devotee became perfect, but the devotee endeavored, and therefore Krishna agreed to be bound by the love of that devotee. You understand the point? Yes? Thank you. Wow, a secret note. Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Please sing the bhajan Dukher Shagare. Thank you. So I'll sing this one bhajan. This is a very nice song. Dukher Shagare means an ocean of sorrow. Bhasiechi, I'm floating in an ocean of unhappiness. Utariye, and how to get out? Janina, I don't know. That's our position. We're in the material world, where it's asat, achit, nirananda. It's an ocean of unhappiness, an ocean of misery. We don't know how to get out. Then the second verse, second line of the song goes, Utal Deyu. Please, praying to Krishna, please lift me out. Asiche Chutia. There's a storm coming. Ki hobe taha. And what's going to happen in the future? Janina, I don't know. Then the third line, Deen Doyal to me, Bhagavan. You are the supreme, Yal Lord. You're the most compassionate to the fallen conditioned souls. Par koro amai. Please rescue me. Shamne tufan. Because right now I'm surrounded by a cyclone of distress, of material energy. And then the last line is, Tumi Jodi Prabhu, but you are my master, you are my Prabhu. Nahi Koro Par, if you don't want to rescue me, Parer Asha Rakina, then I give up that desire to be rescued, because my only desire is to surrender to your will. And if you want me to not be rescued, then I give that up. So this is total surrender. Atma Nivedanam. So this is a song about Atma Nivedanam.
Thank you.
Okay, we just do this without drums and without cartels. I'll just sing it a lap, okay? Duked shagore basiechi utariye janina janina duked shagore basiechi utariye Janina, Janina, utadiu, assim te chutia, que obeta, Janina, utadiu, assim te chutia. Ia beta Janina Duker shagore Basiechi utariye Janina Janina Duker shagore Bastie ci utarie Janina, Janina Dingoya tumi Bhagavan Par koraya mai shamni tufan Dingaya tumi Bhagavan Par karaya mai shamne tufan Tumi jodi prabhu nahi karo par Pare rasha rakina Tumi jodi prabhu Lakina Duker shagore Basiechi Utariye Janina Janina Duker shagore Basiechi Utariye Janina 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.